Masechta Shviyas, Parak Yud, Mishnah Zayin. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that to write a prizbal document was written in order for someone to be able to collect his loans that he had money lent out, to collect them after Shemitah and not have them canceled by Shemitah. A prizbal would be written, that the loans would in a sense be given over to Beis Din. And in order to write one, the borrower needed to own karka. He needs to own land. So Mishnah Zayin over here speaks about that halacha. Kaveras devarim, a beehive. The beehives, they rested on the ground and were not so movable. Rebbe Eliezer says, Harei kekarka, it's like land property in general. And this is regarding kinyanim. The method of acquiring these things is going to be similar to that of land as opposed to movable objects. They have different methods of acquiring them. Mekaisvanala, praise ball, and it's also like land in the fact that you can use this to meet the requirement that the borrower has to have land in order to write a prizbal. Ve'ena mekabelas tumma b'mkaima, and while it's in its place on the ground, it's not makabel tumma. It doesn't contract tumma, just like the ground doesn't contract tumma, as opposed to movable objects, kalim, that are makabel tumma. Ve'harayt b'mena b'shabas, and someone who takes things out of the beehive on Shabbos, chayev, he is chayev for being Mechal Shabbos, for taking honey out of the beehive, because it's like uprooting something from the ground, which is a Melacha on Shabbos. This is all the Pinin and Rebbe Eliezer that treats a beehive as karka, as land. The Chachamim say, they argue, Eina kekarka, it's not like land, rather it's like metaltalin, movable objects that have a different set of kinyanim, different methods of acquiring them. The Ein Kaisvin Ala Prizbol, and it cannot be used to write a prizbol based on this property. It's not considered land, and the borrower would have to have another piece of land in order to write a prizbol. Umekabelas tumah b'mkayma, it does contract tumah even while it's in its place on the ground, since it is possible to move it. It's not considered ground. V'harayta b'mena b'shabbos, and someone who takes out from it honey on Shabbos is putter. He's not liable for Chil Shabbos Midoraisa. Mishnah Ches. Now we've completed discussing prizbol, and this is moving on discussing canceling of loans. Hamachzer chayv b'shvius. Someone who comes to repay a loan on Shvius. The borrower comes on the Shemitah, after the Shemitah year came and canceled the loan, and he comes to repay the loan. Yaimer lai, the lender should tell him, Mishamad ani, I cancel the loan, because it's Shemitah. Amar lai, afal pikein, if the borrower says, afal pikein, nonetheless, I still want to pay you, then yikabel mimenu, the lender is allowed to accept the money then. If the borrower says, regardless of the fact that it's Shemitah, I still want to repay you, so the money can be accepted. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, vized devar Shemitah, this is the devar Shemitah. Devar literally over here means the matter. This is the devar over here translated means the matter. This is the matter of Shemitah, but the literal translation of the word devar means word. And the Mishnah is making a drasha. This is the word of Shemitah, that Shemitah goes based on the word. As long as the lender says the words that Meshamet ani, I cancel the loan, that's sufficient. It's considered that they were mekayim the halachas of Shemitah, and even if the borrower wants to continue repaying, that's allowed. Because we darshan dvar, meaning just the word, and by the word of Mishamanani, that's acceptable. The Mishnah brings a similar case with a similar drasha on the word dvar. Kiyaitzabai, we find similarly, reitzeach, someone who kills, and this is talking about someone who killed b'shegeg, unintentionally, shegal le'ir miklatai, that he went to Galus, he was exiled to the Ir Miklat, the city of refuge. V'ratzu anshei ha'ir l'chavdai, and the people in the city, they want to honor him. They want to give him some sort of honor or position. Yaimer lahem, he has to tell them, ritzeach ani, I am a ritzeach, I'm someone that killed a person. Amrulai afa pikein, if the people in the city say, nevertheless, we still want to give you this honor, then yikabel mehem, he's able to accept it. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'zed dvar ha'ritzeach, this is the dvar, the matter of the ritzeach, the killer. And Dvar over here literally means word. This is the word of the killer. As long as he says the words, Reitzeach ani, that's sufficient. And if they further want to pursue this to give him the honor, he's allowed to accept it as long as he says the words. You should know that I'm a Ritzach.